This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Wednesday, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf straight ahead, Senator Andy Menar at the top of the hour. Right now, Steve Weber joins us from Liaison Home Automation. A couple of times a month, we check in with Steve to talk about technology trends in the coming year. Steve, good morning. I hope you and your family and everyone you care about is doing well during all this craziness.
Yeah, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Nick. And yes, we're doing well. We've avoided the dreaded COVID, but we've had a couple of people that we know, and as everybody has. So it's unfortunate. Our lives have changed, and we're dealing with it.
And that's what we have to do. Let's talk about some technology trends for 2021. I was reading what you sent over last night with great interest. Explain to me Internet of Behavior. What does that phrase mean?
Yeah, so it's really, I guess the best example is you see these commercials by the insurance companies and driving, and what they're doing is they're putting in GPS devices in your vehicle to see how you're driving. They know if you speed, you know if you hard brake, they know if you accelerate hard, and they know from those statistics that people that do that are more likely to get in accidents. So let's reward the people that have better driving behavior. And, you know, and we're going to see this throughout our lives. It's just that seems to be a very obvious, maybe not to most people, but the insurance companies is, hey, who's at greater risk? And how do we reward those that are at lower risk for their driving? So it changes people's behavior.
We've seen this with Hertz and rental cars, right? You know, for a long time, you know, you feel like every time you rent a car, you're being monitored by that car rental agency.
Yeah, well, we're being monitored by everything. I mean, we want those decreased insurance rates, but with that, we're going to give up our privacy. You know, you've talked about that before. You know, the cat's kind of out of the bag. We want the convenience of them knowing where we're at, but we don't want them to know where we're at. So it's kind of an interesting dichotomy. And, you know, and that list of things that I gave you, one is enhanced privacy. And, you know, how can they, I mean, that's just a conflict. How can they, we give them the right to know more about where we're at and reward us for it, but yet want that privacy. So that's really an interesting dilemma that is going to really come out in the next few years.
All right, Steve, isn't that really sort of the conflict right now? I mean, we have our behavior, we have our consumption habits, we have what we want, and then on the other side of that is this desire for privacy and enhanced protection, and those two things are at conflict with one another.
They are, and if somebody's going to solve it, if it's going to be solved, I don't see anybody really talking about it out there, but you know, you and I have talked about it numerous times. It's an interesting dilemma. We'll have to see. But one thing about security is right now most of our security is by device. So we have our, you know, our security on our phone and our laptop and so forth. There is a movement to go to security by an individual's identity. But again, if they're going to know you by your person, right, and give you security for that, they're going to have to know you by your person. So you're giving up some of that, you know, anonymity, if that's the word, to have that privacy. So, again, that's an interesting dilemma there, is the personal security versus device security.
Let's talk a little bit about hyper automation. What does that mean?
It just means, you know, that everything that can be automated is going to be automated. From, you know, the classic is the factories and assembly lines, you know, putting robots and so forth. But really with artificial intelligence and being able to predict things and statistics, how is that going to, or that will affect what we can automate? So there's going to be a lot of things that we all the listeners don't even think about being automated. People are going to come up ways of automating.
And if this COVID pandemic has been an accelerator, meaning that it's causing things to sort of rapidly happen that might have happened anyway, given a normal timeline in 2 years or 4 years or 5 years or even 10 years, now it's happening rapidly. What will that mean for technology? I mean, it seems like we've been, you know, rapidly improving over the last 10 years. I mean, it's almost impossible to think about life 10 years ago. But how fast is this accelerating the technology industry?
Yeah, I can't even tell you the statistics on that. It is incredible. I mean, how many of us knew about Zoom? I mean, we as a company have been doing Zoom for, you know, 6 years because we're spread out all over the place. But the average person didn't even know what that term was, Zoom, in February. And yet now it's probably, I bet if they look at the statistics, it's probably the most common new term out there. And that's what we're going to see is, it is pushing the technology. You know, the generation gap. I mean, the millennials, we use that term, millennials, as accepting and expecting technology in every part of their life. But now, you know, the older generation is expecting it now, too, because they don't want to be out and part of, you know, exposure and so forth. So, yeah, it really is pushing the technology envelope quite fast.
One of the things you sent over that last night that intrigued me was the consumption habits of alcohol-free bars or low-alcohol pubs. This is being driven by a younger age group that are interested in these things. That seems different than every generation in the past.
Yeah, it does. It is. You know, I've been watching, as a company, we watch the trends, and I just posted to you a few things, and that was one of them. It was like, that's interesting. I'm not sure what's pushing that, but yeah, it's you know, healthy, alcohol-free pubs, and it seems to be the Gen Zs that are pushing that.
All right, one last question before we let you go, and we appreciate you being with us always. The subscription sharing, I am amazed at how today it is not seen as sort of ripping somebody off or taking away somebody's paycheck to go, yeah, here's a password to my account on something I've subscribed to, and I share it with all of my friends, and then those people are basically stealing that material, but it doesn't feel like they feel like they're stealing that material today.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real whole ethical discussion. But what we're seeing is, like with Spotify, they're actually going to integrate that in to their platform is sharing. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to happen, but they know that people are doing it, so why not accept it as a company and make it profitable to you? Because there's a lot of different ways we can stream music. Why not give an added value? So it'll be interesting how that unfolds.
Steve, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Steve Weber from LiaisonHomes.com and Liaison Home Automation. You can check them out online.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.